Mishnah Tess. There is a law that we are not allowed to defile, make impure truma. Chavis, let's say you have a barrel of wine of truma, shenishbra begata elyona, that broke on the top level of the wine press. They used to have two areas of pressing the grapes, a top area, which would then drain down to a lower area. So let's say in the top area, the top press, the barrel of truma breaks, and it's all tahar. Va'tachtona tmeya, but now the wine is spilling to a lower wine press, which is filled with tamei chulin wine, and that wine is not 100 times the truma wine. So now we're in a problem. This truma wine is about to get into a mixture. It'll be a meduma. We don't have 100 times it to annul it, and it's going to become tamei. So what do you do? Says the Mishnah, in this case, Moder Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua, both Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yeshua agree. Shem Yachal Lahatzim Min a Revius Petzahara, if he can run and get a new utensil which can hold a Revius of a log, and that utensil will be Tahar, and come back with that utensil and be able to save a Revius of the wine of Truma in this utensil, Yatzil, he should do that. Vimlav, but if he doesn't have enough time to find a clean utensil and save the Truma, Rebbe Elazar Omer Terd Vetitama, let the Truma just fall down to the bottom and become Tame. He certainly shouldn't take an impure utensil and catch the truma, because then with his own hands he's making truma tameh, and that's something we are not allowed to do. We're going to see that in the 11th Mishnah of the Perek, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with this ruling of Rabbi Elazar. He says if you have truma flowing towards chulin that are tameh, and it's going to be a mixture that's not going to be 100 times more than the truma, so it's going to actually prohibit the chulin. To save the chulin, you can actually bring a tame utensil to catch the truma, even though that would make the truma tame. Mishnah Yud. V'chein chavis shel shemen shenishpacha. The same halacha would be if you have a barrel of oil of truma, which is tahar, that is spilling, and now the oil might get lost. Moder Belezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Belezer, and Rabbi Yeshua both agree. Shim yachol lahatzil. Mimena, Revius Petzahara, if you can run and get a Tahar utensil, a pure utensil, and save from the oil a Revius of a log in a state of purity, Yatzel, you should do that. And even though, as a result, most of the other oil is going to go to a waste and it's just going to get lost, fine, do that so as not to, but don't go take tummy utensils and make Truma deliberately tummy. You can save it and keep it tahar, v'imlav. But if you don't have any tahar utensil, Rebbe Elazar materd v'tibala, let it just go and spill. And you shouldn't try to catch anything by hand, because if you catch by hand, you're going to make it tummy. Your hands are sheni l'tzuma. And you can't ruin truma by your hands with a tummy utensil. Valzo, and on these two cases, namely of a barrel of wine which is spilling into tumma, or oil that is spilling to a waste. In both cases, where Rebbe Elazar says you just let it go if you can't save a Revius B'Tahara in a state of purity, on both cases, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo zuhi chuma shani muzer aleha milatama ela milachla. This is not where the Torah says don't make chuma tame. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the Torah says don't make chuma tame if it's chuma that you would otherwise eat, and that it could be eaten. But truma that anyway can't be eaten because it's going to waste, there is no law to prevent it from becoming tame. It's truma that you could eat that you can't allow it to become tame. So since Rabbi Yeshua says there is no law here that you can't make this truma tame because this is truma going to a waste, therefore Rabbi Yeshua would say you could bring a tame utensil to catch the wine and thereby save the wine underneath from becoming tame and being ruined. And you can bring a tummy utensil and catch the oil. Uvalti tame ketzad. When do we have truma that you're not allowed to make tame, according to Rabbi Yeshua? In the following case, hayover mi makom lamakom. If you're walking from place to place, v'kikaro shel truma biyado, with loaves of truma in your hand, amalo nachri, a non-Jew says to you, tein li achas mehen, give me one of those loaves, v'atama, and I'm going to make a tummy once I touch it. Vimlav, and if you're not going to give me that loaf, Hariani Matamias Kulam, I'm going to touch all the loaves and make all of them tameh. Rabbi Lezer says, okay, let the non-Jew do what he's going to do, but you shouldn't actively make a loaf tummy. So if he's going to now make more things tummy, that's his fault. But you don't hand to him a loaf to make tummy. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yaniach lefanav achas mehen ala sela. Here Rabbi Yeshua says, don't give it to him directly, but put the one on a rock in order to save the other ones from becoming tummy by this non-Jew. The final mission of the Perek teaches a very famous and difficult halacha. V'chein nashim, let's say there's a group of women, sh'amru lehem goyim, that non-Jews say to the group, tnu achas mikem v'nu tam'a, give us one of you and we will defile her. V'im lav, if you don't give us one to defile, harei anu mitam miskulchem, we will defile all of you. The halacha is, no, they should not hand over one. Yitamu es kulan, let them all be defiled by the non-Jews, but that at least will be the action of the non-Jews. V'yimsru lehem nefesh achas miYisrael, and we should not hand over one soul from the Jewish people to be defiled. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that this halacha is also in regards to murder. And of course, as we know, this was a very difficult question during the Holocaust, when there was pressure on Jews to choose some Jews to be sent away to death in order to save others. According to many of the great poskim, it was not allowed for a Jew to actively collaborate with the Nazis and to take some Jews and send them to their deaths, even to save others. Because as we've learned in this Mishnah, it's not for us, with our own hands, to defile the Truma, or to hand over a Jewish woman to be defiled, or to hand over a Jew to be killed, even though the non-Jews are threatening that if we don't do that, they're going to do much worse. They're going to defile all the Truma, they will defile all the women, or heaven forbid, kill all the Jews. We cannot play an active role of doing a sin, even though, as a result, they, the non-Jews, will do much worse to us, but at least we will be passive, and they will be the ones who bear all the guilt. Ad kan, Maseches Trumos, Perek Ches.